The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples set out for Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had arranged to meet them. And when they saw him, they fell down before him, and though some hesitated, Jesus came up and spoke to them. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore make disciples of the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commands I gave you. And know that I am with you always, yes, to the end of time." The Gospel of the Lord. In the preface of the Mass for the Most Holy Trinity, we hear the words, "We joyfully proclaim our faith in the mystery of your Godhead. You have revealed your glory as the glory also of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, three persons equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, yet one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your everlasting glory." Such then is the proclamation which the Church publishes concerning the character and nature of the Godhead, to whom divine worship will be offered within the Eucharistic action as we offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass this Sunday morning. Such a doctrine came into being to do justice to the revelation of how God had revealed himself to mankind as the one who has created the world, redeemed humanity in Christ, and is concerned to sanctify men and women through the workings of the Holy Spirit within the community of faith, the Church. As we read and ponder then Holy Scripture, the nature and character of God is revealed to us. Thus in nature he is pure spirit, and in perfection he is self-existent, eternal, holy, omnipotent, omnipresent, and infinite love. In this final revelation of himself in the person of his Son Jesus Christ, and in his action in the workings of the Holy Spirit, which he had promised to send into the world for its sanctification, the Church found it necessary to reflect upon God's identity, especially regarding his personality and nature. What a presumption, you may justly exclaim, for how can we as creatures, through our own intellects, ever measure the God who has created all things? Nevertheless, the Church, in order to clarify the role and relationship between God the Father, his Son Jesus Christ, and of the person of the Holy Spirit, brought about through various doctrinal controversies in the 4th century, the Church spelt out in philosophical terms of the day the Christian doctrine of the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Thus there is taught by the Church that there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These three persons are co-equal in all things. The Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. This, then, is the doctrine of the Holy Trinity taught by the Church and proved by the Scriptures and expressed in what we call the Athanasian Creed. While Holy Scriptures teach us there is but one God, they speak of each of the three persons as divine and thus prove to us their co-equal Godhead. The doctrine of the Trinity in unity is thus a great mystery, and a mystery is thus a truth revealed by God, which we are therefore bound to believe, but we are unable fully to understand. Though the doctrine of the Trinity is above the understanding, it is not contrary to it. It is, of course, reasonable that there should be mysteries in religion, and above all, that there should be a mystery about the being of God. For common sense tells us that if we could grasp the doctrine of the Trinity, we should ourselves be God. This doctrine, then, is an intellectual exercise in which faith seeks understanding. However, there comes a point when complete comprehension is beyond our capability. Thus, reason, lost in the wonder of God, gives place to adoring faith. We thus affirm on this Trinity Sunday our belief in a God who hath revealed himself in the fullness of time as the God who creates, redeems, and sanctifies all creation and human existence to the end that they are given purpose, order, and fulfillment. As human beings, we believe that we are made in the image of God. The consequence of this for us is that we understand ourselves and our roles in the Christian life in the light and experience of God, the Holy Trinity. This experience of the Holy Trinity first becomes manifest when we are baptized, and indeed in all other sacramental acts of the Church, as we pursue our lives within our Christian profession. For as our supernatural life commenced in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit in baptism, it continues likewise in our natural life span, in our belief, worship, and Christian discipleship. Thus we should pray that in that fundamental Christian doctrine, our lives will find their final consummation. For us, then, belief in the doctrine of the Holy Trinity should not be considered as some dry, speculative, irrelevant theological statement concerning the person and nature of God, but rather insights into how we can grow into a right relationship with him. For in the life of the Most Holy Trinity, the love of God is made manifest. Grace and truth is revealed in Jesus Christ, and through the working of the Holy Spirit, with our cooperation, God's will in us is perfected. The glorious feast of the Most Holy Trinity thus celebrates for us the fullness of God's revelation of himself to mankind. As we ourselves then work out our response in seeking our own salvation in the months ahead, let us pray God that his creating, redeeming, and sanctifying Spirit may take possession of our lives as we journey towards the heavenly Jerusalem. Then, in yearning, when the time comes for us to depart this life, like the venerable Bede, that 8th-century monk of Northumbria, whose feast day occurs about this time, we also will be able to echo similar words of his made just before his own demise in his monastic cell at Jarrow in Northumbria, and say, in faith, hope, and love, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This done, we can be assured on the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we too will realize our own spiritual expectations and thus enjoy forever the beatific vision of the Most Holy Trinity.